In this gospel, the Pharisees wanted to take this opportunity to trip up our Lord and put him in a situation where he was damned if he did, damned if he didn't. If he did say that they should pay the census tax, then the Jews would be against him for supporting the occupation of the Romans in Jerusalem. And if he didn't say that they should pay the tax, then they could get the Romans after him to arrest him for promoting the idea of not paying the taxes. But our Lord takes the opportunity to teach the people and all of us an important, profound teaching that we should promote and help the state, Caesar, and also give to God what belongs to God. We live in the world, but not of the world. We live in the world and we need to improve the world and contribute to the world, contribute, pay our taxes, contribute to voting in good elected officials, promoting good laws, cleaning up our city, observing just laws, all of this, all these things, as well as other material things that we should contribute in society. This is where we're Christians, to be a light to the world and to put the Christian values into the government and into the workplace and everywhere we go. But we are also to give to God what is God's, and that's what's really not happening in the world today, and probably has been since the beginning, that we don't give to God what belongs to God. Even the Jews in the Old Testament didn't always give to God what belongs to God. And we know society becomes corrupt and wars happen and all kinds of evils come into society because we don't give to God what belongs to him. That is ourselves and worshiping him, obeying his commandments, giving to him what belongs to him. This is the virtue of religion, that we give to God what belongs to him, which is everything. You know, we give to, we put our crucifixes back into the schools and put commandments back on the walls. We put Christmas creche scenes in public places, and we teach the Christian faith to the world and to the public and everywhere we go. God should be, he belongs in society. He's the king of the world and king of governments, king of everything. And we should give him that due instead of putting him off in a corner, relegating him to second place to the government or the state. But our Lord should reign. Our Lord should reign in the public, but especially in our own lives and our own selves. God should reign, and we shouldn't relegate him as well just to a Sunday morning mass or just a few prayers each day, but it's our whole life. We're to dedicate our whole life to God, giving to God our day, our time, our energy, our heart, our will, our plans, our schooling, our families, ourselves, our entire selves in religious life or in the priesthood or in married life. We give to God in married life. We give children to God and bring them up to be godly children, serving God to populate heaven. We're giving these things to God, and we give him our incessant prayers, our unceasing prayers. We give everything to God, and this is what is his due. He has created us for himself, and we must give back to him ourselves. In return, but he gives us a free will. We can choose not to do this. He wants us to do it voluntarily, willingly, but it is our duty. But again, we have the free choice not to do it. We can not serve God. Instead, we can serve the world. We can serve ourselves, our selfish desires and pleasures, which may be at odds, and often it is at odds with God's will. But the plan is there, the commandments are there, God's will is there that we can observe and see, and it is our choice to give back to Him what He has given to us and to go to Him for help and strength when we find it difficult to give back to our Lord what is His just due. And we have Our Lady there at our side to help us and strengthen us and to enlighten us and to enable us to do God's will as well, to give back to God as she did. She gave her entire life and her every moment, her every thought to the service of God. And this is our model, our example, our plan of life. And so we are coming here to worship God as our just duty to God, to worship Him on Sunday, but we are to worship Him every day and in every moment in our life as our duty, as our vocation, as our reason for existence. So let us do this, and let us give to God what belongs to Him.